Hello, and welcome to the Dell Technologies Forum podcast series, where we focus on transforming ideas into innovation faster. In this series, we invite Dell specialists and experts from around the world to share with us the collaborations we had with customers in key areas of technology development. I'm your host, Courtney Hughes, Director of Global Brand Campaigns for B2B here at Dell Technologies. In today's episode, we will be exploring the area of edge computing. And to discuss this topic with me, I'm delighted to be joined by Bill Pfeiffer, Edge Portfolio Messaging and Thought Leadership Director here at Dell Technologies. Bill, hello, and thank you for joining me.
Hi, Courtney. Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited about this conversation. We know that edge computing is both very old and also very new at the same time. Can you talk about what Dell is doing in this space today and how we came to be involved at the edge?
So I like how you put that, right? It's both old and new. We have a product manager that likes to say it's the oldest emerging technology on the planet.
I like that.
Because edge is really just about having compute close to where the data is created. So we've had edge computing way back in the days when we called it workgroup computing and it wasn't called edge. So it's been around for such a long time, but now with all the new IoT devices and data types and data collection and AI to process it and new levels of compute that we can distribute, we can do such new things with it that it's emerging and evolving and changing so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, right, this is where we're generating all types of new data, capturing that data, sorting it on the fly, processing it through AI, doing something automated that makes it worth paying for all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And that requires, I mean, you know, data management is a career path. AI is a career path. Automation is a career path. All of this stuff comes together at the edge. And so our customers are struggling to figure out how to do that. We say, and then you generate value, but that's like six career paths right there. And so, you know, pulling together all of those capabilities and partners and integrating them and making it simple enough that it's easy to deploy and profitable to deploy is where Dell is really driving into that edge space. And, you know, we got our start with democratizing compute. Now we're trying to democratize the edge and take, you know, bring that high tech whiz bang stuff down a level so that it's easier and more practical to implement.
Yeah. And so what would you say are the biggest opportunities and challenges for edge computing today?
I'll touch on three. The biggest opportunities and challenges are kind of the same things, which is kind of fun. The biggest one is getting started. Just coming up with your first pilot idea seems to be the biggest hurdle for our customers. Once you try something and you see success, you go, wow, that's fantastic. And I can also do this other thing over here. And, you know, it starts to snowball and your business starts changing and modernizing and evolving really fast. But that first piece of what do you actually do with data? How do you do it automatically enough that you can scale it out to tens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of locations? That takes manual operations right off the table.
Yeah, it is.
I would say secondary to that is the name, right? Calling it the edge, calling it edge computing because of what it is, right? This is putting compute, putting intelligence, putting automation on the retail floor, out in your farmer's field, on your manufacturing floor. That's the core of your business. It's not the edge, right? It's the edge of where you used to have technology. It's the edge of your network, but it's certainly not the edge of your business. So I think a lot of our customers are looking for, you know, I need to increase the efficiency of my retail operation. And they're looking for how to do that. And they're trying to figure it out. And they're not thinking to look edge.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the center of their business. So I think that name is kind of its own challenge, which is sort of interesting. And the other piece of it is the edge computing is where we're putting IT technology into OT type spaces. OT is operational technologists. So they're the folks who run the factory equipment, run the transportation systems that move things from place to place, run the, you know, the stores and the malls and things like that. So they're the folks who are actually running the business itself, where the business happens. And their job is to run the business. IT tends to come in and modernize things and change things. And they have, you know, scheduled downtime allowances. I've been on the wrong side of that before, where there was another group that was changing stuff and my job was to run the systems. And it's pretty frustrating when a group comes in and starts changing things and then you just have these weird outages all the time and it generates massive friction between these groups. So, you know, when IT comes in and says, now we're going to put in all this technology and automation, and OT says, but my job is to run the business.
Right.
What's going to go down? Like, nothing is acceptable. It's never acceptable to not be doing business. So figuring out that friction and just sitting those two groups down in the same room and having a conversation about, let's talk about your two mandates and how we rationalize those and make sense out of it so that we can implement all of this cool stuff.
I want to hit on that first point that you made. I think that the difference between an obstacle and an opportunity is how you view it, right? Mm-hmm. And the first thing you said was getting started. So what advice would you have for someone looking to get started here, since that was the first thing that you named as far as an opportunity or an obstacle that a business might see?
So ironically, I would say in order to get started, just get started. Yes, thank you, Bill. That's redundant.
It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Right? Yes. And, you know, Dell can help with a couple of use cases that we've seen our customers see. You can read the trade rags and find out what people have done that generated successes and, you know, start small and iterate. So this is kind of like the early days of IT. Just move fast and break stuff, except don't break stuff because it's your business. You know, you make sure that when things break, they don't break your business. They just break the new piece of it. Right. Like now we just turn that off and keep doing business the way we did. You know, like if a credit card machine's down, you can manually swipe, except now you can't because they've become so reliable, which is great. So now we go back to like, what are you going to add on that you can do just as a test case, just in a couple locations to see what there is to see? And as you get those learnings and those successes, you start to become more accustomed to becoming an automated, data-driven business.
Awesome. Thank you for that. So we know that sustainability is a hot topic these days, and Dell is deeply committed to building a more sustainable future. How does the edge connect into that conversation?
So the funny thing with sustainability edge is technologically, architecturally, we keep saying the edge is different. It requires different architectures, different mechanisms to manage it, different business cases to drive it. But then when we talk about sustainability, we mostly talk about sustainability at the edge as though it's just a tiny data center. And we say, use the latest chips because they're more efficient. And they are, and that's fantastic, but that doesn't cover the difference of the edge. Or our competitors may say, just send the data to the cloud because we're using green energy, we'll take care of it. But again, the foundation of the edge is that this data is being created all over the place. It's out there.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Right, yes. Not inside data centers and clouds. So if you move that data, it takes a surprising amount of power. And time, right? We tend to focus on the time aspect of it. But from a sustainability perspective, it does take a lot of power. And then we're pulling it into a centralized facility that's generating tons of heat. So for instance, there's a town in Oregon that 20 or 25% of their water, their fresh water supply, was going to cool hyperscale data centers. And they're working on improving that, but dealing with that much heat in a centralized location is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do is look into how the edge is different from a sustainability perspective. And we've done some research around what it costs energy-wise to move the data. And so under what circumstances does it make sense to compute it on-prem versus near-prem like MEC or something like that versus centrally? And what we can do with that heat. So for instance, if you distribute that heat generation, there's a company in the UK that's heating a public pool using waste heat from a micro data center that they installed locally. Very cool. It becomes a benefit rather than a cost. That's more the sustainability story that we're looking for at the edge is how does it make a difference? When does it make sense to compute on-prem and why versus trying to centralize that data?
So when you're looking down the road, what does the future of edge computing look like? And how do you think it will evolve in the next few years?
The real answer to that is we don't know. We're seeing some very interesting use cases. We're seeing some really cool potential. a couple of years ago, the analysts were saying that the edge was likely to be as big as or bigger than cloud ever was. And it still looks like we're on track, right? An early analyst statement was the edge is going to eat the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big statement.
Yeah, it is.
What does that even mean, right? So we're so early in adoption, there's so much potential. We tend to think of the edge as being basically cloud 15 years ago. And if you think back 15 years, Spotify didn't exist. Netflix was shipping DVDs. You couldn't stream anything. Uber didn't exist, right? Like, you weren't thinking, gosh, I can't wait until I can just order a car from my phone and it'll show up and take me wherever I want to go.
Right.
We didn't think about that capability because we didn't have it. So what's the edge going to become? We don't know yet, but we know it's going to be another like massive stair step forward. And we're going to look back in 10 or 15 years and go, wow, how did we ever function?
I think that's so exciting too.
Yeah. Yeah. The potential is just amazing. And so we're actively exploring that and trying to work with what we can do today and leave room for what's coming next. But there's so much potential.
Yeah. And that's so exciting. And that means like there's all this opportunity with the potential.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if I could put in a quick plug.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We do actively explore where we've been, where we're headed on the Over the Edge podcast. It's sponsored by Dell. I'm the host. So if folks have enjoyed this episode and want to keep up with all things Edge and keep track of it as it evolves and help be part of that journey, we'd love to have folks listen in there.
Yeah, I think that's great. So just before we wrap up today, I want to encourage you, our listeners, to continue the conversation by attending the Dell Technology Forum Roadshow at a city near you. And if you've missed it, don't worry. There's a wealth of valuable resources on the Dell Technology Forum site where you can listen back on demand. Bill, many thanks for your time and sharing your valuable insight. It's truly been a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you to our listeners. We hope you join us next time. This series has been brought to you in association with Intel and Microsoft.